joined by former THVer Ann Jansen, a volunteer out here.
A volunteer. You know, you pay money and then you get to volunteer.
Right.
Pretty nice right there, huh?
Yeah. Actually, it's been such a wonderful experience. It's been so much fun. I was running the shuttle between the first green and the second tee today.
Oh, the player shuttle. They actually letting them. That's not that far of a walk.
But it's uphill,
straight.
Right?
I know.
That's what I was asking you when they were starting, if there would be a shuttle there from 1 to 2. Yeah.
Well, from what I remember, there are about maybe a half dozen around the course.
I think.
Is it 6 or 7?
Yeah.
Well, and then with, I think it's hole, well, one of the holes, I can't remember which one it is, the one where you hit and then it's just straight
six.
Down. Is that 6? Of course, that could be many of the holes out here.
Yeah, it could be.
But
yeah.
I think the Western Amateur allowed them. I know that there are contingency plans that we were given in our packet if we're doing the shuttle in that part of the course, that if it's raining, they don't want the players to be walking at that incline. So that then they put that into play. And there are a couple of holes like that if it's wet.
It'd be like Phil Mickelson when he slipped a few tournaments ago.
Yeah.
Going to look for his ball. Yeah, the pavement gets slipped.
Don't want to do that. But
no, it was fun because I was the first person. It was like the good fairy because they play the first hole and they get down to the green. And then once they finish doing their, you know, all their putting and playing with the green and looking at all the lies and everything, then I pull up and they're like, for us? Like they didn't know. And so I got to go, yeah. And they're like, we won't be assessed a stroke penalty on the other end of this ride or anything.
No.
You know? And I'm like, no, just hop on. Let's go. So all day long, all morning long, we had the players that – they were happy to see that.
Is this your first time being out here?
No, no. I'm just with friends. I don't belong.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
No.
I haven't played. I was, honest to God, lost on this course right after it opened when we were out. I was out with some friends and we weren't playing golf. We just were having dinner up here and could not find our way back. It was before they cleared it. So when you're down
right,
at the lowest
right.
part, 15, 16, you couldn't see the clubhouse. You didn't know where you were.
Right.
And there's no markings in the hole. You know, there's no map in your cart. And you had no cell phone. And you were pretty much just.
Well, and that's one of the things, the first time I got to play it a few years ago, is you really feel like you're away from everybody. You're out of the city.
And I think
you're
that's the way Mr. Stevens wants it. He wants it to be like you're so far removed from downtown and the hustle and bustle of life. That you get out here, it's time to relax, it's time to put away the cell phones, take off the hats when you go inside. But also, I think it's hard to believe that this is in Central Arkansas sometimes.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of that today with these, you know, fun players from all over the world who just couldn't believe that this was out here. I mean, they were just in awe, as were a lot of the volunteers the first time that we were driving around for orientation. And I had, since I'd been here before, I offered to drive the cart because everybody else was like, you had to be careful.
they would have driven off the cart
yeah,
path
yeah,
because
yeah,
they were looking at everything.
Yeah, so it's good, and so far so good. I think it's been a really just fantastic first day. You know, a lot of these guys, I did hear a lot of comments of guys that had regrets about not hiring a caddy for the first day, and I was on the first green, remember?
Right. And they've already brought
like,
they, yeah it was just
already,
one hole
there are, there's a, they've already made a resolution that they weren't going to play this course ever again without a caddy.
And I've heard that too. I heard that they are calling in the backups.
I was going to say, so if you're a caddy or a kid who could just be a mule and carry, you know, you don't even have to know what you're doing, and if you're not doing anything the next few days, you could probably find work.
You make some pretty good money.
What people are saying, you look at the list, and was it Warren that was saying the Sweet 16, the players that make it to the Sweet 16 have won 73 of the last majors.
73 so, major tournaments.
Right.
Not majors, but
yeah,
major tournaments.
Right, right, right.
But players that play in this event go on to greatness. It'd be
yes.
pretty cool. You could say, I caddied for them at the Western Am.
Oh, and you can tell that by watching these kids. I mean, you know about the 15-year-old that's out on the course?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, who is this kid that's out there? And then watching him hit the ball, oh, my God. And he just won the junior, I guess. And his mom's out there. He's homeschooled. And he's got two houses, one in Phoenix and one. I'm like, God.
Yeah. Where,
I think my 15-year-old got up. When I checked in a minute ago, he got up an hour ago.
This kid's done more.
But I'm glad you guys are out here. This
That's
is
a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. It's a prestigious tournament, and it's good for Central Arkansas. I know last year the Southern Amateur was at Chennault. Mm-hmm. But to have two types of amateur tournaments with the prestige that they both bring in back-to-back years for Central Arkansas, it's something that everybody can be proud.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And if you love the sport, then you recognize, you know, what kind of how this will pay off, the dividends that are to come in the future as far as just putting us on the map for having this caliber of course. We really are blessed. I mean, we're blessed with beautiful courses all around the state of Arkansas, but, right, for Central Arkansas to host this, I mean, these guys will be coming back for their lives probably if they can.
Yeah, and I believe it was at Wes or Joey that was saying that one of the guys pulled out their rangefinder, you know, to get their yardages and stuff.
He thought it was pulling out a rangefinder.
He pulls out, he thinks he's taking yardage, and he's just snapping pictures. Oh. You know, he said, I'm a picture taker today. Because you're right, it's so beautiful, and everybody wants to take it in. And those are pictures you can have and be like, I played that course before. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've taken a few selfies this morning as the sun was coming up over there. I mean, it was just, I mean, I was in awe of how beautiful it was to be out here. But, yeah, one of the guys I saw had the level, you know, mm-hmm. like, and he was out on the green and he was doing the level.
Trying to find
right
where
now.
It breaks. Yeah. And it's, there are some highly, highly severe undulations in some of these greens that even a level won't help you.
They're beautiful, though.
They're big. Big, expansive greens. But, yes, it's going to be a fun tournament. And I'm interested to see how some of these players, you know, how they choose to attack the course, if that's a good word, because I think sometimes when you get to a golf course like this and in tournaments like this, yes, these guys can fire at pins, but there'll be some pins that they're not going to be able to fire at. They're going to have to know how the green breaks from the fairway before they try to attack a pin, because they might have to play it so far out, like 18. Matt was talking about 18, not seeing any balls hit on 18.
I saw one group come up, all three of them, none of them hit the green.
You can hit to the right of 18, several 20 feet right of the green.
You don't want to miss left, though, there.
You don't want to miss left, but you can miss right, and the ball will just funnel back down because it's so closely mown that is how you can easily get close to the
pins. Well,
and
that's the approach on one, too. I mean, when, if you know, that par 5
right.
where
it's that uphill.
Uphill,
yeah.
And if you don't hit on the right part of that ridge, then it rolls back,
down
or it goes off to the right where, we saw a lot of that,
there's
too.
Some false fronts.
Several.
16 has a false front on that. If that par 3 pin placement's down a little bit, you can't attack. You have to go past it, because if you don't, it will roll back down.
My goal before the week is done, before Friday at 4 o'clock, is to walk every hole out here. I got 3 in today, 7, 8, and 9. The problem is, once you get started,
the 9's not right by the clubhouse.
I'm going to have to walk 7, 8, and 9 again to get back up here.
Yeah, and if you make it from 15, like I did earlier
today,
that'll kill you.
Oh, goodness.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, man.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Have fun out here.
Thanks.